And finally, in our weekly editorial, Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare, associate editor of America Magazine, looks at the role of the cocoa industry amidst fragile peace in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Millions of dollars from cocoa revenues funded both sides of the 2002-2003 conflict in the Côte d'Ivoire, according to a new report by Global Witness. The Côte d'Ivoire is the world's largest supplier of cocoa for the global chocolate industry. The report, Hot Chocolate, contends that the government and the rebel group Force Nouvelle, which controls the northern half of the country, used at least $118 million in support of the conflict. Much of the money enriched corrupt leaders on both sides. The conflict resulted in thousands of civilian deaths and the displacement of hundreds of thousands more. The civil war ended with a peace agreement and the government's assuming control of the south, where most of the cocoa production takes place. The report adds that just as the cocoa trade financed the war, it still benefits corrupt interests within the Force Nouvelle and the government. Those who have tried to expose the abuses, such as journalists and independent investigators, have been threatened and attacked. One journalist, Guy-André Kiffer, disappeared, and a French lawyer auditing the cocoa sector was abducted. Because of a lack of transparency, corruption goes on, and companies, including American multinationals like Archer Daniels Midland, continue to trade without appearing to question the misuse of taxes they pay to the government. The report serves as yet another example of a natural resource, like the blood diamonds in Sierra Leone, contributing to armed conflict. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.